In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball. Let's
all go to Oh, you'd better believe it. It is 18 after 5 o'clock. Alan Adams joining us in studio this afternoon. Greetings, friend.
Hello, sir.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. I feel like it's been a minute.
Well, yeah. It was last week.
Because I had a work thing, so I phoned in. And then the week before, it was tech weekend, so I didn't see any movies.
No.
So I think, the last time I was in here was when we were talking about Mr. Burns, right? When Jerry and I were in here.
Which is, by all accounts, going great. I'm just talking about the stellar review from the Bangor Daily News, and I cannot wait to see it this weekend.
Yeah, it was a glowing review, and it was really nice to see the work being recognized, because, again, this show is a reach. You know what I mean? Like, it is not necessarily the sort of fare that is going to. This is not a four quadrant show. We'll put it that way.
Right.
But the response has been tremendous, and the work that everybody has been doing has been really, really phenomenal. And I feel very lucky to be a part of it. I'm very proud of the work that I and that everyone has done on the show. So, yeah, Thursday through Sunday, four more chances to see what I made a point of mentioning this on social media. Four more chances to see the show my mother-in-law called The Strangest Thing I Have Ever Seen.
Was that a compliment?
Yeah, I mean, I took it as one.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what, put that on the poster. Like,
yeah.
Let's go.
Darn
like,
right.
let's be real with people about what they're going to get. Because, again, whatever you think is going to happen, it is almost certainly far weirder than that. So
I can't wait.
By all means, I'm psyched that you're going to be able to make it, and I hope that this third weekend we fill the houses again, because it's a show that deserves to be seen.
Well, and I think our friend Bruce, who loved the show, he said it was either the best or one of the very best performances he's seen you give.
I'm very, very pleased with how things have come together for this. And all credit to Jonathan Barry, the director, who is one of the finest directors I've ever had the privilege of working with, and music director Rob Laraway, who, God help us, Rich.
Like, who had his work cut out for
he
him.
He certainly did, and he got me there. It was not an easy journey, but he got me there to the point where it's like, I don't actively hate the sound of my own singing for this show, which is, again, it's a very real accomplishment. So but as I said, our friends like Amy Giroux, Jerry Misler, like all these folks, they're doing great work, and I really hope more people come to see.
Well, and what I was told is the third act will absolutely blow your mind.
Yep. Act one and act two are incredibly engaging theatrical experiences. You'll be inside your head. And then act three just comes in, unscrews the top, and just like, it's like, hey, you thought you knew what was coming. You did not. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Mr. Burns, Penobscot Theater Company, starting back up on Thursday night. Call them 942-3333. Go online, penobscottheater.org, or visit the historic Bangor Opera House.
Oh, man, Rich, just crushing it.
I'm telling you, we're all about it here. All right, movies, have you seen some?
You know, I got a chance to see one.
Okay.
It was not at the theaters. It's actually it actually came out a little while ago, but I was sort of hunting around. It's funny because I've been so busy with the show, and yet, I feel like I've really sort of built up a backlog of theatrical releases. Like, there are a lot of movies that I'm very excited about seeing currently in theaters that I just haven't had a chance to get to. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to catch up a little bit on that. But what I watched this weekend, do you remember? This was years ago now. It was actually, I believe, it was like, maybe early, like in the very early days of the pandemic, but we talked about a movie called Boise State.
Oh, yes,
on
yes.
Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
Where these filmmakers basically followed around some kids.
It was great.
The Texas Boise State.
Oh, it was so good.
Well, that husband and wife duo, Jesse Moss and Amanda McBain, are back with Girls State.
Oh, love it.
This one's set in Missouri, and it is... It's fascinating on it for a number of reasons. First of all, I loved Boise State, was such a compelling piece of documentary filmmaking. Like, I love that sort of cinema verite, sort of in the moment. Like, Moss and McBain work very small, very tightly, and so you're able to get really sort of genuine documentation of the way these kids are moving through this experience. But with this one, I don't know if they did this on purpose or if they just got lucky or what. But this was the first year in the history of Missouri's program where both shared the same campus.
And Maine did that this past year as well.
I mean, maybe that's something that they're moving towards as an organization. It introduces this whole additional element to the process. It's the same sort of deal where it's like, for those who are unfamiliar, the Boys State and Girls State programs operate in all 50 states, and they give high school students the opportunity to basically spend a week, usually on a college campus, and they basically build a government from the ground up, mm-hmm. like a state government from, you know, local officials to, you know, attorneys general and a Supreme Court, right up to the highest elected office being the governor. And so what happened in Boise State and what happens in this film is basically the filmmakers, and one assumes that they basically tracked God knows how many kids they actually wound up tracking to come to a number. I think it's right around 8, I think, young ladies who are, you know, in varying degrees of involvement with the process. You know, you've got a couple girls who are running for governor. You've got a girl who wants to be an attorney general. You've got girls who are competing for a single spot on the Supreme Court. Like, you have all these sorts of these experiences, these dynamics, and you know, we're seeing them in the moment, but we also get some talking head type interviews interspersed throughout, so we're able to see these kids with their perspectives on the experience interspersed with the experience, which at least for me, just incredibly compelling viewing, because again, it's fun to watch because these kids are all so passionate and so excited about the possibilities being presented by this. And you get to watch them experience something that is among the most important things that have happened to them in their lives to this point, you know? And so like, and they treat it as such, like they endow this experience with a great deal of import. But what we get because of, both the circumstances of the combined on campus and the timing of when this was filmed. So this particular iteration of Girls State, this is happening. It was in the immediate aftermath of the leaked Roe v. Wade sort of decision. And so, you know, for a Girls State, like that's pretty important stuff. You know, and Missouri being a relatively conservative place, you have students on sort of both sides of the divide, you know, and you have this one girl who is running for governor talking about, you know, how she, you know, how she is, you know, she does have conservative leanings, but, you know, she hopes to be able to engage, you know, on the issues and all of that sort of thing. But as we progress through it, we see these kids, like, you know, achieving these, like, elected offices and whatnot. But we're also seeing little bits of the Boys State bleeding in. And what we see and what these girls are confronted with sort of firsthand is they're getting a very different experience than the boys are. And it's not necessarily in their favor as far as that goes.
Interesting.
Like, you know, and it's wild because the tail end of the movie, we see, you know, one of these students who had run for a high office, doesn't get it, but is also someone who is interested in journalism. And so, like, takes it on herself. Well, I'm going to do an investigative story and I'm going to find out the specifics of the inequity between these two programs. And so she's talking to people on both sides and we're finding out that, you know, operating budget for Boys State is like three times that of Girls State. You know, we're seeing, you know, she's talking to some of the Boys State participants, and they're spending a lot more time on policy and things like that. There's one really striking scene where everyone, all the students are in attendance for the sort of swearing in. You know, the governor of Missouri is there to swear in the Boys State governor. But the Girls State governor does not receive the same treatment.
Wow.
Like, it's just, it, wow. And it's so wild to think about that happening, you know, in this day and age. But, I mean, that, you know, and the reality is, like, and I didn't know this, but, like, Boys State is the American Legion. Girls State is the American Legion Auxiliary.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, I mean, is it as simple as that? Like, is it just a question of one has more resources to devote than the other? Like, I don't know. And we don't really get an answer to that. But the fact that the opportunity was presented for that question to be asked is very cool. And you know, watching these kids in real time sort of come to terms with the reality that, oh, they like, and you know, and they're told right up front, like, don't compare the programs. Like, they're different things.
Wow.
And it's, and so, but they're, you know, and when they're in different places, that's a much easier thing to do. But when they're in the same place, they're occupying the same space, like, you can't expect those comparisons not to happen.
Right.
Especially when it's pretty clear that you know, the experience is significantly different depending on your gender. Again, like I said, like I love this movie. I love the work that this filmmaking duo does. Like, it's so wild to me that they're able to, with such a bare bones operation, to really like full on capture like the sort of slice of life experience that comes with these. Because like, I was not a Boys State participant when I was in high school, but I know you have a pretty strong connection.
I spent 20 years there. I was thinking as you talked that one of the things I remember was being a counselor the year that a young man named Joe Baldacci ran for governor, and Danny Tremble was his campaign manager.
Oh, funny.
And I think John Baldacci was a former Boys State governor, and of course, famously, Bill Clinton went to Boys Nation and met JFK when he was a Boys Stater.
Yeah, it's like there's the opportunities that this experience can provide, both in the moment and going forward. It's just it's tremendous, and so, and just, I don't know, like, I'm someone who has become maybe a little more cynical in my old age. But it's hard to maintain that when you're like watching these kids who are just so G-deep excited about the process and being part of it.
And still believe, against all evidence to the contrary, that our system can work.
Yeah, like, it's like to be able to be in something like that now, after having spent the last 10, 15, 20 years just being bombarded with, you know, from all sides with the message that, you know, it's broken. Everything is broken and it can't be fixed. And, you know, the divide is too wide and we can't come together. And, you know, and the notion that the system is broken is being exacerbated through some channels, you know, and you know, I'm not a Pollyanna. Like, I know that there are problems. I also firmly believe that it's not nearly as broken as some would have me believe. But still, to see these young people, you know, I mean, teenagers, like 16 years old, just like not only caring about these broader issues, but being able to articulate that care in a way that is compelling. Thought-provoking and convincing. Like, it's so remarkable. And it's like, you know, the tendency is to dismiss the youths of today. And it's just like, you see something like this and it's like, no, you know what? It happens with every generation. And it's like, you know what? I think the kids are going to be all right, you know? Yeah. And, but then, you know, you're watching this and then as a postscript, the last image before the credits roll, you know, it's this bucolic college campus, and in the middle of the screen there's the message, 6 days after Missouri Girls State ended, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. you know, and it was such a central part of the conversation that these kids were having. Yeah. You know, it's just and so many of them were like we're sounding the alarm, but others were like, no, it'll never happen. And it just like we all were,
right,
you know,
right,
in that moment. And so to see that sort of play out against a backdrop like this, it just. Like, I can't say enough good things about the work that these folks do. I will say, I think I was maybe a little more compelled by Boys State, simply because I had a much clearer sense of what to expect coming right into this one. So the element of surprise wasn't quite as, but you still got some really fascinating characters, like, you know, children of immigrants, you know, conservative Christians, like all these different people from different walks of life coming together, which again is the point of these programs in the first place.
Yeah.
And to see that play out on the screen, I think it's just I can't recommend it highly enough. Apple TV Plus, Girls State, please, by all means, check it out.
And what I always loved about it working there too is that you would see what you see in the real world. There were the show ponies.
Yep.
The people who wanted to run for the highest office to be seen and because of whatever ego gratification that supplied them. And then there were the workhorses who wanted maybe to take a different job, but to actually work on crafting legislation and debating.
Yeah, there's a storyline following one young lady. She wanted she came in wanting to be a part of the Supreme Court. Didn't get it. Obviously disappointed. But instead of like turning inward, she's just like, oh, well, you know what? I'll take part in the appellate court, and I will, you know, I will help craft the, you know, the legislation that winds up, because the Supreme Court sees one case. She's like, I'm going to help bring that case together.
Nice.
That goes in front of, you know, and it's just like, and that's exactly what you want to see. Like those are the people who like, they want to make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, like for some, I'm sure it's a popularity contest. Like, I'm sure they, you know, I'm sure it's, you know, there's 500 kids there or whatever. They're not all like, they're not all looking to change the world.
Right.
Like that's, I mean, that's just the nature of it. But to get the opportunity to see the ones who do, it's just, oh man, it's so good.
That sounds great. I can't wait to check it out. Girls State on Apple TV Plus. Well, Alan, good to see you again. Good luck with this final weekend of shows. I get the sense this is going to be, and they're all, whenever you finish a show, it's always tough to say goodbye and move on. But I have a sense this one's going to be tougher than most.
Yeah, this one's going to be a hard one for me. I've invested a lot of myself in the process. I've been angling to do this one for a very long time, and you know, and it's wild when you know you want to do something so badly, and then your expectations are actually exceeded by the experience. Like, that doesn't happen very often. And thanks to just a tremendous group of people, it's going to be hard to say goodbye.
Well, I'm looking forward to it on Saturday. Thanks, yeah. Al.
Thank you.
Alan Adams talking movies and